Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe, and today's a very special edition. I'm here in Midtown Manhattan, and today I'm going to be taking you on a little bit of a walking tour, some of the landmark properties around New York City, many of which have a personal story. My mother was an architect here in New York, second woman in history to graduate in architecture from Cornell University. We're going to be starting on 42nd Street, right in front of Grand Central Station. Directly in front of me is the station, a beautiful, majestic building. And as I look straight up, I see what is now the MetLife building. Now, the MetLife building started out as the Pan Am building, and my mother was an architect on that project. She was responsible for many of the lower levels of the project. Now, not only was she trained as an architect, she was self-taught as a civil engineer, which, think about that in today's world of liability, you'd never get away with that. But she was taught as a civil engineer, and she was responsible for the structural components of the Pan Am building. In particular, the mechanical damping to isolate the building from the vibration of the trains that are directly beneath Grand Central Station. And as I'm standing here on 42nd Street, the ground feels very firm beneath my feet, but in reality, this is all a false ground. There is nothing underneath me. There is, in fact, all of the train tracks from Grand Central Station directly beneath us here on 42nd Street. And all of the columns for the Pan Am building actually have to go down through Grand Central Station, and they're located between the tracks. You cannot put the columns anywhere you want them. They have to go between the tracks. And so that's what they did. Now, what my mother designed was a series of lead concrete sandwiches that were of different thicknesses, so that you could never get a resonance happening between that structure. And that's how she isolated the building, so that it would not be toppled or damaged or weakened by the ongoing vibration of the trains that run every minute of every hour, 7 days a week. As I look to my right, there is the Grand Hyatt Hotel. This is a project that was Donald Trump's very first project when he was 27 years old. A very ambitious project. It was previously the Commodore Hotel that was owned by the Pennsylvania Railway. It was derelict and was in terrible condition. The railway was in bankruptcy at the time. And he had a vision of creating a grand hotel out of the carcass of the Commodore Hotel. Put together a very ambitious project together with Mr. George Ross, and they've managed to get it done. Some of the interesting features about this particular building was, here again, the building itself was constrained by the existence of the trains and Grand Central Station immediately beneath. So they managed to preserve the original steel columns for that building. They managed to save a ton of money by using the original columns of the building. And because of that, some of the spaces are kind of an awkward size, an awkward distance between the columns. And again, it has to do with the fact that they couldn't put the columns where they wanted. They were constrained by the pitch of the railway tracks. Another interesting feature is that they designed a cantilever canopy that hangs out over the sidewalk on 42nd Street, and it ends right at the edge of 42nd Street. It was a very innovative idea, and they built the restaurant hanging out, cantilevered over 42nd Street, over the sidewalk. Something never been done before, and it occupies the second and third floor, so they were able to get some additional volume in the building with that particular idea. So a couple of things I just wanted to share with you on this morning's walk. We're going to head over to the New York Public Library next, and we'll catch up with you there in a moment. Okay, we're back. We're here on Fifth Avenue, right in front of the New York Public Library. This is a building that is a landmark here in New York City, many visitors every year, and is one of the premier libraries of the world. But it didn't start out as a library. It started out actually as a freshwater reservoir. It was called the Croton Reservoir. It was built in the 1800s, 50 feet high, and walls of granite that were 25 feet thick. And there were walking paths on top of the reservoir, so people used to take a stroll on top of the reservoir and enjoy the panoramic views from the top of the reservoir. It consists of about 4 acres of fresh drinking water, and it was really the first drinking water project, major drinking water project here in Manhattan, and it supplied water basically for the entire borough of Manhattan. Prior to the New York Public Library, the libraries were mostly private. People would pay admission to go in and use the library. And when the New York Public Library was formed as a consortium of many of the pre-existing libraries, they amalgamated together. Part of the reservoir was demolished in order to build what now sits as the main branch of the New York Public Library. We're going to take a little bit of a stroll up Fifth Avenue to 60th Street. We're on the southeast corner of Central Park. Central Park South is at 59th Street and Fifth Avenue. And here on Fifth Avenue and 60th Street, we have the Pierre Hotel. Not quite as famous as the Plaza Hotel, which is virtually across the street, but it was a smaller, more boutique exclusive hotel. Today, it's owned by the Taj Group of Hotels. My mother was an architect designing the ballroom extension of the hotel. This was a new extension of the hotel with a new lobby that extends out over 61st Street. It's a very majestic hotel, a very storied hotel with lots of history. And through much of the 1970s and the 1980s, many of the Saudi royal princes held private apartments here at the Pierre Hotel. So let's take a walk inside and take a look at the ballroom. Okay, we're here in the lobby of the ballroom area of the Pierre Hotel. And it's such a majestic area. There's a wall here, there's a corner where, in fact, at one time, there was a cornerstone that had my mother's name embedded in the corner here. I was at a wedding back in the 1970s, and my mother took me over to the corner and proudly showed me her name on the cornerstone. So that was a very neat experience for me as a young boy to see that, and sure made me proud of my mom. Today, unfortunately, with some of the renovations that have taken place, they have plastered over that cornerstone and changed things around a little bit. Now, here in the ballroom, it's a large ballroom. There's a number of columns that are kind of a Renaissance style. The columns would form a little bit of a visual obstruction. And so what she did is she created a center area of the ballroom and then a mezzanine level that's up a couple of steps from the center area that's slightly elevated. And then there's a little sort of waist-high gate that's kind of rounded and makes for these little balconies overlooking the main part of the ballroom. And at the very back of the ballroom, there's a stage where you might have an orchestra playing and a dance floor. And in the last couple of years, they've expanded the ballroom. They wanted to make it larger. So what they did is they removed the kitchen that was immediately behind it and pushed the back wall further back. And unfortunately, as I look up at the ceiling here, they didn't maintain the really ornate ceiling up above the stage. When they pushed the wall back, they left it kind of a rough ceiling like you would have over a theater stage where you'd have lighting and things like that. So they didn't finish the ceiling the same way to match the original ornate ceiling of the rest of the ballroom. So we're going to take a little bit of a walk out through the library. It's a wood paneled library, so it's a separate room that you can rent and book for smaller events and have a private dining area through here. And then there's another larger ballroom that we're not going to get into today because they're actually serving brunch there this morning. And it's got some beautiful huge windows overlooking 60th Street and overlooking Central Park. So beautiful, beautiful large arch windows. And unfortunately, we're not going to get in there today. But anyway, that's the Pierre Hotel. And just a wonderful piece of history and glad to have a personal connection to it. So that's going to pretty much wrap up our tour here in Manhattan today. In the meantime, if you come to visit New York, check out those landmarks. They're very, very interesting. Look up the history of them. There's such a tremendous wealth of history here in New York. And have a spectacular day. Make some great things happen. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.